Hey, this is Paul Wilson of Karate Cafe. I'm not really a leading martial arts podcast figure, respected the world over for my opinion. But I do play one on the internet, and when I'm not doing that, I listen to Practical Defense. And now, so are you.
Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. I occasionally receive questions from listeners who want to know if it's time to move from their current homes. I cannot answer those questions. There are just far too many variables involved, not to mention the financial implications, plus the fact that the new place may not be any safer than the last. So I really just can't answer those. However, I was presented with a true story that is an example of when it is time to pack up and move to a new neighborhood. The event happened just 2 weeks ago. The victim was my brother-in-law's mother. She's in her 80s, and her husband passed away 5 years ago. She lives in the same house she has owned for 44 years. Now, I've slept in this house, and I've spent countless hours cleaning birds in the front yard. She lives in Central California, which has some of the best bird hunting in the country. The problem is, what was once a good neighborhood has deteriorated over time. Her house is now obviously the nicest home in the neighborhood, as she's kept it up, while others have fallen into disrepair, and the homeowners have questionable backgrounds and employment. She has an adequate protection system, good doors, good locks, bars and gates where appropriate, and a complete lighting system. This is what saved her this time. 2 weeks ago, two guys tried to break into her home in the middle of the night. Her neighbor's dog started barking at the guys in her backyard and woke her up. She looked out the window to see one guy trying to disable the lights. She started yelling at him and he took off. A few seconds later, she saw a second guy leave her yard by jumping her wall. Now, there are a couple of lessons here that I want to touch upon that I've covered in depth in previous episodes. First, they attempted entry from the backyard, not the front. People often focus too much attention on the front yard, and they completely ignore the backyard. The backyard is a popular point of entry and should be treated with the same care as the front. Now, second, the first thing they tried to do was disable the lighting. Criminals do not like lights and will often avoid homes with proper lighting. But, as seen here, that was no guarantee, but it was the first target for these guys. And third, she was awakened by the neighbor's dog. Just because the dog's not yours, that doesn't mean you should discount it when it starts barking in the middle of the night. Instead of thinking, "Damn, that dog woke me up," ask instead, "I wonder what woke up the dog and why is it barking?" In this case and others I've discussed, the neighbor's dog could be barking at someone in your yard. Now, this lady is a first-generation Chinese immigrant, so it never even occurred to her to call 911. She just went back to bed and never even reported the incident. She needs to move, and for the following reasons. First, she is known in the neighborhood as, quote, the old Chinese lady who lives in the nice house. They know she is old, lives in the nicest home in the neighborhood, and she is completely alone. She is a huge target. Second, increasing the perimeter security will not make her safer. In this instance, she is a known quantity and is obviously vulnerable. Adding more lights, a security system, and a dog will not increase her safety. She's a tiny old woman living alone, and everyone knows it. She could sleep in a hardened bunker, and the criminals will merely wait for her to leave or return home and ambush her at the transition point. A lone teenager could overpower her as she's trying to enter her front door or just get out of her car. She needs to move, and move soon. I am seriously concerned that her life is in danger, and her only option at this point is to find a safer place to live. Now, how to convince an old Chinese lady to leave the home she raised her five children in is beyond my skill set. I wish my brother-in-law the best in that fight. And that will do it for this week. As always, you can follow my daily tips on Twitter, Facebook, and Google+. On Twitter, I'm Practical Def, and Facebook is Practical Defense. I also invite you to check out my book on practical home security. It's available in DeadTree, Kindle, Nook, and iTunes editions. If you have any tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@palladium-education.com. You can also leave us a voicemail on the Practical Defense comment line at 805-203-6586. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe.
The legal aftermath of using a gun in self-defense can be traumatic and expensive. Get help and peace of mind through the Armed Citizens Legal Defense Network. Network members receive much-needed financial and legal support right after a self-defense incident. They also receive education in the form of DVDs from some of the top names in the business, along with having access to a nationwide pool of attorneys. Learn about membership at www.armedcitizensnetwork.org.
Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, tips, comments, or topic suggestions, send us an email at podcast@palladium-education.com. That's podcast@palladium-education.com. Or leave us a voicemail at 805-203-6586. I look forward to hearing from you. The Practical Defense Podcast and theme music are copyright Palladium Education Incorporated.
You can hear Gun Rights Radio Network on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android phone, BlackBerry, or Palm phones, on demand and on the go. Don't have Stitcher? Download it for free today at Stitcher.com or in the app stores. Stitcher Smart Radio, the smarter way to listen to radio. Gun Rights Radio Network shows can be found under Sources.